God's lifestyle for you. God has provided a lifestyle for us that no one else can have. Do you know that God has never lied? In Numbers chapter 23, verse 19, it states, God is not a man that he should lie, neither son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Also, the Bible is the inspired word of God. It never fails. In Matthew chapter 23, verse 35, it states, Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Therefore, from the beginning of history until now, God has never lied. His word always works. He has never failed. His track record is perfect. Therefore, we can trust Him 100%. But we have to understand how to activate His promises, how to walk in what He has provided for us. So where do we begin? First, we have to believe in Him. If we have truly given our life to Jesus by receiving Him as our Lord and our Savior, the Bible states we have the hope of glory. What is the hope of glory? Because we have received the Lord as our Lord and Savior, that means our names are written in the book of life. And that when we die, or when Jesus comes back for us, we will spend eternity with Him in heaven, which is the hope of glory. But also, in John chapter 10, verse 10, it states, I am come, Jesus is speaking, I am come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Meaning us who have received the Lord as a Savior. He came that we may have life, eternal life, but even here on heaven have life more abundantly. So we have this hope not only in heaven, but we have this hope right now. This life that the Lord has provided for us. We're in. We're part of the family. But again, we must understand something, even as family members. We need to know how to walk in what God has provided for us. We have rights, but we have to activate our rights. In Romans chapter 8, verse 32, the Bible states, He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Now this is a father. He that spared not his own son, meaning Jesus, but deliver him up for us, you and I, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? And in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, it states, According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue. So, we have everything that we need. The Lord has provided for us this life. So, we Christians, we have confidence. We don't have to worry about things the way the world worries. We don't have to be concerned about our future because our future is set. And we don't even have to be concerned about our now, what's going to happen tomorrow because of God's promises. We've made it. We've got it. God has provided it. But we must understand how to live it. To give us a better understanding, let me give you the example of the Father and the Son. Now the Son has certain rights, certain privileges because of his Father. Because he's his Son. Now let's take a son. And the father has given him some instructions. some chores. Now this son, he doesn't do his homework. He won't take out the trash. When he does do something, he does it with a bad attitude. So when the father's getting ready to give out rewards or go to the store and buy something for his family or do something that's pleasurable for his family, this son is not going to participate in these activities, in these blessings, in these rewards. Why? Because he hasn't done the things that the father has told him to do. Well, let's take this same son. He starts doing his homework. He takes out the trash. He cleans up his room. And he does all these things with a good attitude. Guess what? When the father begins to reward his children, he's going to reward this son also. Why? Because he's doing the things that the father wanted him to do. The same thing with our Heavenly Father. We have to understand what he wants us to do. So turn to Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. We have to pursue the promises. The Bible states in Matthew 7, 7, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Many times when we begin to pray, we have to wait for what God has promised us. What if you pray and you don't get your answer in the first 24 hours or the first week or the first 30 days? Are you going to give up on what you have been seeking the Lord for? No, the Lord wants us to pursue Him. We have to continue to ask and ask and ask. We have to seek Him. We have to find the scriptures that go with what we're seeking the Lord for, so we can pray according to His promises. We have to knock. We may have to find other prayer partners to come into agreement with us, so that we can get our breakthrough, so we can get our prayer request answered. So we have to ask and ask and ask. We have to seek. We have to knock, and it will be open unto you. Let's take the example of the friend. These guys are best friends. Now, one of these guys, he has someone that comes, a relative comes to spend the night with him. But he has no food in the house, and all the stores are closed. So he goes to his best friend's house. He said, "Look, I don't have anything to give my relative to eat. Lend me some loaves of bread, and I'll pay you back later." And this, even being his best friends, he will not open the door, because look, it's late, my children are in bed with me, I'm sleepy, I can't get up. But because his friends keep knocking and knocking and knocking, this guy, even though he was his best friend, wouldn't open the door. But because he continues to knock and knock, he opens the door, gives him some loaves. Why? Because it's persistence. We have to be persistent. That's one thing that pleases the Lord. Also, we must have faith. In Matthew chapter 21, verse 21 through 22, the Bible states, "Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also, if ye shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." We have to have faith. It's impossible to please God without faith. So as we pursue Him, as we ask, as we seek, as we knock, we have to believe Him, that he will give us our request, and also that the things He has promised us will come to pass. We have to have faith. Thirdly, we must obey Him. In Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19, it states, If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. Again, going back to the example of the Father and the Son, we not only have to be obedient, we have to be willing. Now, what is the Lord saying? Willing and obedient. We as Christians, we have to live a holy life. We have to live a life according to God's word. We have to live according to the lifestyle that he says that we are. We have to reflect that we're Christians, living a godly, holy lifestyle. And once we understand that we're doing the things that pleases our Father, we know that we can have the things that the Father has promised us. Me and my wife put this into action years ago. My wife really wanted a new house. We had been waiting for years. We had been waiting for our finances to get, you know, to save up enough money for all the things to just work right as far as the circumstances. So we began to pray. So we began to look and seek. We began to pray for the house. And we got a realtor. And we began to tell the realtor what we wanted in our home. And our realtor said, it's impossible for you to get the type of home you want with the income and with the money that you want to put down. It's impossible. I know the market. I know the availability. It's just impossible. But we said, no, it's not impossible. We're Christians. So we began to seek. We began to knock. We began to look. And as we looked and we looked and we sought and we prayed, we went into a neighborhood and we saw this home. It had everything that my wife and I desired. It was close to the school that our children were going to. The neighborhood was nice. The home had all the things that we wanted, and it was a beautiful home. So we went to the negotiating table, and at the negotiating table at closing, everything worked out perfectly. In fact, we took money back from closing, and our realtor was amazed. But me and my wife knew it was the Lord that did it for us. So some of you, as you have listened to this message, your faith is building up. So I want to pray with you that you can activate these promises. Father, I thank you for the listeners. I thank you that they have faith and that they love you with all their hearts. Now, Lord, I agree with them in prayer that they will begin to walk in the things that you have provided for them. I pray, Father, as they seek you, as they ask, as they knock, as they do the things that are pleasing to you, that you will give them their heart's desire. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Do you believe that you got it? Because if you did believe, you got it. Now enjoy the lifestyle that God has provided for you.